Yep, and that makes sense. That makes sense. I know I have one ground for the, it's actually for the, I'm going to call it cable, but I can't run it to this to the other grounds. It's on the opposite end of the house, so be it. You know, I'm not going to worry about it. Like I said, I've been, first lightning strike, and I go through the precautions, first lightning strike I've ever had here, ever recorded. So I guess I'm doing pretty good. You know, will it happen again? I don't know. I mean, it could be one in a million. It depends on what the charge is building up at the, between the cloud and the ground, or ground and the cloud. That has a lot to do with it. I don't care what you have installed. You can have it installed the right way. You take a direct hit. You're gonna suffer some kind of loss. Or
yeah, I agree. Yeah, all this stuff isn't gonna really help you if you have an absolute direct hit. But what it does, like I said, you have a nearby hit. It can save you. You know, if there's even a fraction of a difference of potential, you know, the surge will find that path, and if it's through a piece of your equipment, that's where it will go. So it's very important. I had issues. I learned this when I had my business, when we first got computerized, and they told, oh, you don't need anything special, you know, wiring or anything else. And this second week after we had it up and running, there was an electrical storm, blew out half the equipment. They replaced it and whatever, and then another week later there was another storm, blew out more equipment. And I said, you know, I don't believe you. And I went and got everything rewired with isolated ground circuits in single point. And after I did that, never had another problem.